reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 3, chapter 15. Text number 26 is up there. Okay. Tad Vishva Guru Adikritam Bhuvanaika Vandyam. Divyam Vichitra Vibhudagriya Vimana Sochi. Apuparam Mudam Apurvam Upecha Yoga. Maya Balena Munayastadato Vikuntam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Thus the great sages Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandana and Sanat Kumara, upon reaching the above mentioned Vaikuntha in the spiritual world, by dint of their mystic yoga performance, perceived unprecedented happiness. They found that the spiritual sky was illuminated by highly decorated aeroplanes piloted by the best devotees of Vaikuntha and was predominated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead is one without a second. He is above everyone. No one is equal to him, nor is anyone greater than him. Therefore, he is described here as Vishva Guru. He is the prime living entity of the entire material and spiritual creation and is Bhuvanaika Vandyam, the only worshipable personality in the three worlds. The aeroplanes in the spiritual sky are self-illuminated and are piloted by great devotees of the Lord. In other words, in the Vaikuntha planets, there is no scarcity of the things which are available in the material world. They are available, but they are more valuable because they are spiritual and therefore eternal and blissful. The sages felt an unprecedented happiness because Vaikuntha was not predominated by an ordinary man. The Vaikuntha planets are predominated by expansions of Krishna, who are differently named as Madhusudan, Madhav, Narayan, Pradyumna, etc. These transcendental planets are worshipable because the personality of Godhead personally rules them. It is said here that the sages reached the transcendental spiritual sky by dint of their mystic power. That is the perfection of the yoga system. The breathing exercises and disciplines to keep health in proper order are not the ultimate goal of yoga perfection. The yoga system, as generally understood, is Ashtanga yoga or Siddhi, eightfold perfection in yoga. By dint of perfection in yoga, one can become lighter than the lightest and heavier than the heaviest. One can go wherever he likes and can achieve opulences as he likes. There are eight such perfections. The rishis, the four kumaras, reached Vaikuntha by becoming lighter than the lightest and thus passing over the space of the material world. Modern mechanical space vehicles are unsuccessful because they cannot go to the highest region of this material creation and they certainly cannot enter the spiritual sky. But by perfection of the yoga system, one not only can travel through material space but can surpass material space and enter the spiritual sky. We learn this fact also from an incident concerning Durvasa Muni and Maharaj Ambarish. It is understood that in 1 year, Durvasa Muni travelled everywhere and went into the spiritual sky to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. By present standards, scientists calculate that if one could travel at the speed of light, it would take 40,000 years to reach the highest planet of this material world. But the yoga system can carry one without limitation or difficulty. The word yoga maya is used in this verse. Yoga maya balena vikuntam. The transcendental happiness exhibited in the spiritual world and all other spiritual manifestations there are made possible by the influence of Yoga Maya, the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Omigyan tamarantasya gananjana shavakaya chakshushun militam jena tasmai shi gurave namaha shi chetana manobhishtam stapitam jena bhutale swayam rupakadamayam dadati swapadantikam Vansha kalpa turubhyascha kripa sindhubhayavacha potitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare We're here at the doorway of the kingdom of God. And this pastime is the prelude to the appearance of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. This is an answer to the question of one of the speakers of the Bhagavatam. How did this happen? And it's interesting, people use this instance here of these sages going to the door of Vaikuntha, the gateway of Vaikuntha, to find out where did we come from? Who are we? Are we fallen, perfected living beings who have been with Krishna? Or did we come from the Brahma Jyoti? Where have we come from? How did these sages get there? If previously they were impersonalists, and different questions like that are raised by such an incident. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he discusses this verse and he describes that sometimes living entities are brought to the spiritual world, to Vaikuntha, to have a look, to experience this realm. But after they've been there for a suitable length of time, then they are removed. The four Kumaras, just before or during this incident, they are elevated from the position of impersonalists, absorbed in Brahman, to the level of pure devotees. That would be nice. Their part of their means of elevation was that they just smelt the tulsi leaves on the lotus feet of the Lord. We've got tulsi everywhere. We've got Mahaprasad. How come we don't get transformed? There's the story of Ramanujacharya. He was walking with some of his disciples. They walked past a lake. Ramanujacharya was taking some prasadam. And then afterwards he just threw the remnants into the lake. And the disciples following, they saw that the fish were rising up out of the lake, taking on their forearm form and ascending to the spiritual world. And they were dumbfounded. They ran up to Ramanujacharya and said, "What happens? What happened?" And he said, "Well, this is just a natural consequence of taking Mahaprasadam." And he said, "Hang on. We take Mahaprasadam all the time. Why doesn't it happen to us?" So his answer was, "Well, you don't have faith. You don't have faith in the process. These are just innocent creatures and they got the mercy." So we have access to all of these different means of elevation. But it's going to take a little bit longer for them to change the quality of our heart, the quality of our thoughts, the quality of our consciousness. We're reluctant, we hold back, but if we were to fully appreciate the reality, the transcendental reality, then our deliverance from this material world, this place where of kuntha, where there is anxiety, this place of repeated birth and death, it would be accelerated very quickly. The personalities like the four Kumaras, they had also been benedicted. Their father, Lord Brahma, spoke to them about the Supreme Personality, the personality of Godhead. But because they had that quality of heart, person didn't mean anything to them. The supreme powerful, the all-pervasive energy, the Brahman, the oneness, that was more significant. They'd heard about the Supreme Personality. There are many impersonalists who actually worship deities, and they use it as a tool to focus their meditation. But ultimately, they think, oh, the Brahman is superior. That Krishna, he's just a manifestation of the mode of goodness. And after meditating on him for some time, after elevating our consciousness and realizing that I am also Brahman, and I can merge into the Brahman, I can realize my spiritual nature, then they reject the deities. They no longer need the deities. Same thing can be there with the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada was walking in Mayapur. And in Mayapur, if you go through the fields, there's banks and levees. And at one stage, Prabhupada was trying to get up a levee, and Bhavananda Maharaj was on the top. He reached out his hand, and Prabhupada took his hand, and he was helped up to the top. When he got to the top, he pushed away Bhavananda's hand. He was shocked. He said, this is the attitude of the Mayavadis. They take help from their guru, but then afterwards they kill their spiritual master and they sit in his position. They're not submissive. They're not dependent. They don't realize their absolute relationship with their spiritual master. We're aiming for perfection. We're here. If we manage to achieve somehow or other, by Krishna's grace, access to the spiritual world, our spiritual master will be there to greet us. He will take us by the hand. He will come along and he will introduce us to Krishna. That scenario was spelled out to me. And then the speaker said, and what do you think you'll do? And the answer was probably faint. You're there in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Many personalities, Krishna appeared before them, and they became speechless. They just so. And it's actually said that the spiritual master, he desires for us to go back home, back to Godhead, much more than we ourselves. He's pushing us. We're here. We're complacent. We're envious. We're stuck. But because of the mercy of the spiritual master, he's going to drag us, kicking and screaming, by the seeker, whatever it takes, back to Godhead. That's his desire. So by associating, serving, getting his blessings, somehow or other, then that's our destination. So the four Kumaras, they had heard about this Supreme Personality. And now, after smelling the flavor of the lotus leaves on the feet of the Lord, they were able to see the personality whose feet were attached to the rest of them. They could meditate on that, and then they could see, and they could hear, and they could understand the directions. But the directions that the Supreme Personality of God, Vishnu, gave to the Kumaras, They were a little bit bewildered. They understood their position. They were not sure. Is he actually joking with us? He came and he gave blessing. He upheld the words of his doorkeepers. But at the same time, he indicated to them that they'd committed an offence, cursing innocent people. So very interesting dynamics. The discussion that Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur mentions is that, and he described the example of sometimes wild animals, tigers and snakes, and in Australia the they call them the redbacks, the redback spiders. Sometimes they appear in places where they're not supposed to appear. So sometimes in a king's palace, then these wild animals might appear. And sometimes the king allows them there so that the people can see these wild creatures. But they are removed before they become any problems. So same thing. The four Kumaras, they entered into the spiritual world, but they only got to the gateway. They couldn't remain there. Devasamuni, he also went and he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he didn't remain there. He couldn't stay there. Just like it's said that there is a claim that man has gone to the moon. When Prabhupada heard that and saw the television broadcast, he asked, well, what does it look like? And the answer was from Prabhupada's disciples, it looks like a bowl of dust. He said, that's not the moon. The moon is an effulgent, self-illuminating planet, and there are living entities there. So then later on the broadcast, the astronauts, they were describing, it's just like the Arizona desert. The prophet said, yes, that's right, because that's where they are. They didn't go to the moon. It slipped out. So the description and the explanation of the spiritual world is something that we need to get a glimpse of, something we need to hear about, something you need to experience through the intelligence. If you want to go somewhere, you want to go on a holiday, you do some research beforehand. You understand what is the language that is spoken there, what is the currency used, what are the customs, what are the diseases, what are the things I should watch out for, what's the cost of petrol, how much money will I need, things like that. So same thing, if we want to go to the spiritual world, then we need to hear what is the nature of the spiritual world. And when we go there, of course, the experience will be a million times greater than that, but at least we're prepared. So the means of travel that the four Kumaras used was the mystic yoga system. And these airplanes were described as another means of travelling. The yogis, they can employ three different means of travelling, the Vimana. One is by magic carpet. One is by pigeon. And the other one is these yoga perfections. This the particular yoga perfection is interesting. There are eight mystic perfections, and Srila Prabhupada says that this yoga perfection which they used is to become lighter than the lightest. If you're extremely light, then it doesn't take much energy to propel you along. So they were able to traverse material space by becoming lighter than the lightest. In Mayapur, one Mataji, she was preparing to leave her body, and she was staying in the guest house next to the temple, so that she was close enough. She couldn't walk anymore; her legs were swollen. So she was in the guest house next to the temple, so she could hear the morning program. And then in the last day or two, it was becoming difficult to hear. And difficult to speak. But she related that she'd just been to Mangalati. And she described how she became very, very small. And she was there on the altar at Lord Nityananda's feet. And she was looking around. That morning, Bhavananda Prabhu, sorry for mentioning his name, but he is a person very dear to Srila Prabhupada. So he came in, he was visiting them every day and giving them encouragement. He said, "I just had a dream. And in the dream, Manarupa Mataji, she appeared very, very small." So then that combined with her story, then her husband understood that, yeah, she'd been developing these mystic perfections. And she utilized it to, very small, go onto the altar to experience the dust from the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, to be there. So this mystic perfection here, to become lighter than the lightest, all of the other mystic perfections, we hear about them to go against the normal laws of nature. Laws of nature are pretty powerful, but if you develop these mystic perfections, then you can overturn the laws of nature. You can prevent growing old. Water flows in a certain way. You can make water flow the opposite way. You can create planets. You can destroy planets. These mystic perfections, how they are utilized is something that is also understood. It might not necessarily be the way that we would normally conceive of. Okay, I can create planets. Oh, wow. Now I can go into the real estate business. They are used in a particular way. The goal of yoga practice is to reach the spiritual sky. Not just to create health, not just to have a peaceful mind, to reach the spiritual sky. The final sentence of the purport describes how within the purport it's describing how the aeroplanes, the vimanas which are travelling, they are piloted by devotees. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that when devotees who are going to stay in the spiritual world, when they travel on the aeroplanes, they go there and they stay. And they experience the full mercy, the full taste, the full bliss of the spiritual world. And the spiritual world is complete. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnamudachate. And perfect. So, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is there, different in contrast to the material planets, the material universe, which is full of inebrities. So there's many things to be learnt from this particular pastime. it's part of an elaborate pastime. Each particular verse that we read has got some other significant thing to examine, to see them all in context. It takes some time because it's not just a matter of looking and hearing. In fact, it's very difficult to understand with our intelligence. We just continue to hear. And by the purification of hearing, attending Bhagavatam class, associating with devotees, residing in the holy dharm, worshipping the deities, all of these things will amount to purification of the heart, so that when the heart is pure, then we can realize these things. That's the process we take shelter of. Even you don't understand. Prabhupada said, even a dog can chant Hare Krishna. Don't have to understand. You just have to do it nicely. Then the benefit will be there. And the ultimate benefit is that we are eternal spiritual beings. This is not our home. We will go back to that realm to interact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Does anybody have any questions? Comments? Out there in space, on a planet.
On
the planet where they went.
Which they call the moon. That is mainstream science, because sometimes I have seen run into trouble when you mention this. And, you know, here is the scientific verification. You have a laser beam, buy it for $5. Here are the geometric, you know, directions and everything. Reflect and you will find it. It will reach back to you in this much time. So that is a verification.
In this much time? So how much distance are they claiming the moon is away from here?
Exactly.
Another point about staying, Prabhupada also says, if they went to the moon and it's such a valuable place, why aren't they going again? Why aren't they staying there? Why aren't they exploiting the resources of such a place? Which is a normal. Why do you go out and conquer? Why do you go out and discover somewhere else so you can exploit, take advantage of things? And they're not doing that. In fact, there's too much problem. They got in the door, but they didn't enter into the palace. They didn't become attached to the lotus feet of the Lord. They glimpsed it. And as Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he says, sometimes these personalities are brought there for a purpose to view, to see that, but their residence is not established there, so they can come back. There's another argument. Okay, if you cannot fall, if you've been there, but Jai and Vijay, they didn't fall. They were still the beloved associates of the Lord. They went for a particular purpose. And there are a whole lot of arguments. You can't fall. They came from a different level. They were at the door of Vaikuntha. even... It doesn't matter what level we've come from, our ultimate destination is to go back to the spiritual world, back to Godhead. Krishna, or Prabhupada says that we're eternally Krishna conscious. You can be Krishna conscious by associating with Mahavishnu. You can be Krishna conscious by coming from the Brahma Jyoti. But the level of Krishna consciousness, that's something that can be developed further. So the argument backwards and forwards, Srila Prabhupada reconciled that here in Melbourne. He told the Tull and Crow logic. There's a tree, there's a branch, there's a fruit on it, and there's a crow on the top. And the crow is that people witnessing it, and they're discussing themselves because the fruit fell and the crow took off at the same time. So they're saying, ah, the reason the fruit fell is because the crow moved and displaced the fruit. And the other person said, no. This is the wrangling of the scientists. No, because the fruit fell, then it disturbed the crow and the crow took off. Backwards and forwards, back and forth. Scissors, rope, like that. Prabhupada said, the third person, the devotee, he sees the fruit, he takes it, he offers it to Krishna. Doesn't matter where it came from, and he gets on with the business. So it doesn't matter where we've come from. We're here now. Just go back to Godhead. Doesn't matter. Don't get all bent out of shape wondering, am I a spiritual soul? Did I have that relationship with Krishna? Once you've heard about it, the relationship is there. Even we haven't heard about it, even we're blind, we can't see the sun. The sun exists. Krishna exists. That relationship is real. How do I know it's real? Somebody told me about it. Well, we can verify it by their credentials, by where they've come from, where they've gone, who they're referring to. Like we might hear, okay, London is a great place to go. How do we know that London exists? Well, because other people have been there. Like that. It's not that we just have to say, oh, I don't trust anything. No, we can have faith in the words of the Acharyas and make rapid progress by following in their footsteps. Okay. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.